Are we ready? Are we ready? Open your Bibles to Psalms 37, please. And boy, there's a lot going on. There's a lot going on in this world today. And the Bible says in verse 1, "Fret not thyself because of evildoers." And it's easy to fret, so Father, we just cast all our cares on you. We thank you, Father, for the blood of Jesus. We thank you for your protection. Psalms 91, in this day and hour, what would you live in? In the days of Noah, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be. We are seeing corruption, we're seeing violence, but you said, fear not. And so, Father, we thank you that we don't have to fear because you're with us. You said you'd never leave us. You're never going to forsake us. And even as we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you're with us. And to that, we give you praise. We thank you, Father. We know what's on the other side. And everyone said, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Just quickly here, we're going to, who knows what we're going to talk about. I got so many pages of stuff. I was like, oh, sometimes I overstudy, as you know. But in Psalms, it says, "Fret not because of evildoers." And then in verse 7, "Fret not thyself because of him who prospers in his way." And we're in a battle. We know we're in a battle, and it's really God's battle. We have to remember that the battle belongs to the Lord. And the enemy's been around for a long time, and he wants to kill, steal, and destroy. And that's his mission. He's always tried to do it. But we're more aware of it this day because we see what's going on with all these forums, let's put it that way, and all these agendas that we're going to talk about, some of them, and about the new digital God that they want to create. And it's funny because we've been watching the Person of Interest, and they talk about the AI being God. And we look at each other and go, ah. And they want to make their own God. And we're going to talk about that a little bit because this is their plan. It has been their plan. And we go back to the Dr. Richard Day, and we're going to just hit that a little bit about what he said about what they're going to do and see that they're following their script pretty closely. So we're not to be afraid of it. But it is good to know that we're wise, we watch, and we're not like a lot of people that do not want to deal with anything. And it's like Christianity, a lot of preachers are, it's like a pie, and they only want to talk about one thing. They want one slice of the pie, and they want it to be positive. And they don't want to offend anyone because they want everyone to come back. But if you look at Jesus, he wasn't afraid of offense. He said, you want to leave too? He dealt with things. He confronted the Pharisees. He confronted everything about it, and he's still the same. He wants us as people that just talk about him in the Bible to tell the truth and connect the dots. And that's what I've been trying to do since 2015 is to really connect with the culture and expose it. Because in 2 Corinthians 10, 4 through 5, it talks about destroying arguments against the knowledge of God. So different translations say different things. But what does the Bible say? And then what is the culture saying? So I like to do that. Sometimes the teacher in me gets, you know, I just have to get all these little facts. But it's because there's so much coming at us that we have to know what the Bible says and why it's evil and why it's wrong with what's going on in the culture and what our world is changing very, very fast. And things are happening fast, very fast. It's like the pedal is to the metal, and we're not walking. We're running now towards the days of Noah. So we need to connect the dots. And doesn't matter if we offend. We don't need to be popular. We don't have to just say, oh, all is love. We have to be inclusive. All this different things. It's they want to make Christianity outdated, and they want to make it hate speech. And the difference is Christians really walk in love. And we've always loved all different kinds of people. I've been in the ministry 45 years. I can't tell you how many prostitutes and gay lifestyle people I've talked to and didn't force them into anything, loved them where they were. We've always done that. But the other side isn't as loving. They're forcing things down our children's throat. They're forcing it in cartoons. They're forcing it in stores. Now the ESG score, they want you to have this score or you're going to lose a lot of money. They don't care about the people, the shareholders so much. You have to have this ESG, the economic social score for corporations. And a lot of things are happening very fast. And a lot of people are totally clueless of what's going on because they have no one to tell them what to study. And we need to study to show ourselves approved. And once you study and you see it, you can see through their lies. And we live in a matrix full of lies. And that's why we have to know that there are evil people in Psalms 37 still. Fret not thyself because of him who prospers in his way. They're the rich people of the earth. They're the merchants of the earth. But we're not supposed to fret because it might look like they're winning. But remember, when we die, we change addresses. That's it. We don't really die. What is death? Death has lost its sting because we just go to be with him, right? Well, they don't. So this is it for them. This is their life. And they don't want to believe in the Bible. They want to do anti-God, everything against God and everything God made. Now there's lab-grown meats. They're saying it's been passed. I believe it's been around for a long time. When they put it in the news, it's usually late. They've already been passing it. I had some very questionable meat last week. I was like, and we have for, what, a couple years now. I'm like, this is not chicken. I don't know what it is, but it is not chicken. And I think it's not right. You should know what you're eating. Exactly. You should be able to make a choice. Yeah. But things are no longer choices. It's all being pushed in front of us. But we're not to fret. Don't fret yourself because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man also that bringeth wicked devices to pass. Wicked devices. Mm-hmm. What do they call our phones? Devices. Mm-hmm. Well, there's good and then there's evil on these devices, but they want to trace and track every single thing we do with their new digital currency, with their new digital dollars. Wicked devices. And people think, oh, that's a good thing. It's just technology is so great. They don't realize what the agendas are. If you know what the and we don't know the timings of some of these agendas, but we do know what they are because they tell us. They have to tell us what they're going to do before they do it. They do a lot of rituals. There's just so much. It's wicked. Wicked devices. So the people that are trying to run the world are not our friends. People go, oh, they've got to have our best interest in mind. No, they don't. cease from anger. Forsake wrath. Fret not yourself in any wise to do evil. Even I think there's going to be another wave of people. The January thing that happened, and it was pushed, if you didn't know that was a honey trap, there's going to be more of those. Don't fall for those traps. Don't try to do evil because it's the plans are very far advanced right now. So we trust God, we walk with him, we do what he says, but we're not going to do evil, we're not going to try to retaliate, we're not going to try to do all these different things because really what they want, I think, is civil war. They want a bloodbath. They want people to kill each other. Yeah. Just my opinion, don't have to agree. Verse 10, for yet a little while, the wicked shall not be. They're not going to be here forever. What is this life? It's just what? 70, 80, 90 years. Eternity's forever. So just keep your eyes on eternity and please in the Lord. The wicked plotteth against the just. It has never stopped. They have always tried to come against the Lord and his anointed. The wicked plotteth against the just. Verse 13, the Lord shall laugh at him, for he seeth that his day is coming. Verse 16, a little that a righteous man hath is better than the riches of many wicked. Be thankful for a little. Don't covet and want what other people have. Be thankful for what you have. Unfortunately, in the churches, it was always covetousness, always putting this pastor on this high thing, and oh yeah, he needs to have the best of the best of totally not scriptural. I look back in those years and I'm just like, how could have I fallen for some of this stuff? But it was worldwide. It was famous. Verse 19, they shall not be ashamed in the evil time, and in the days of famine they shall be satisfied. The Lord, verse 18, knoweth the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. So we have an inheritance forever. We might not have a big earthly inheritance, but we have a spiritual one that's forever, right? So that's really important. Now, what I want to talk about now is it's more people have sent me stuff. And I just want to say this before we start. If you've written me an email, I always try to answer. I am not getting through on a lot of emails, especially from different countries. Kenya, Scotland, different ones. Every time I answer, it says it won't let me. In other words, it just won't let me. So if you try to write me and I don't write you back, that means something's going on with my emails or your emails, or they're trying to block things. But I always try to get back, and sometimes I'll respond to someone and then I never hear from them again. So I'm sure the censoring has already been going on for a long time, but we're doing the best we can to stay connected. And I just want to thank everyone that's helping us. We could not do this without you. And those that are supporting us, we know who you are. We know who you are, and you know who you are, and we just thank you for it, because we are viewer supported, and without you, and this is what's happening too, a lot of the voices that are confronting things are disappearing because the enemy wants to stop them. Our friend Tony in New Zealand, they cut him off now because, well, it's another story, but I'm just watching what's happening to truth tellers in different places, the whistleblowers, and whatever you want to call them. And Jesus, if he was here, he'd have a whip. I'm telling you, he'd be whipping things around. Not the so-called love that you think. Read your Bible and you see. But people are paying a price and they're getting cut off. This is their livelihood. And once the PayPals and different things cut them off, they're kind of done for. And this is what they want. They want to silence people. So we're going to go as long as we can, right? Now, the thing I wanted to share with you mostly, a lot of people sent me this, was about what they're doing and what this World Economic Forum is doing. You need to study that. Go look at their own websites. This is not conspiracies. This is facts. And I don't like to deal with things that aren't real. I like to deal with things that are real because that's enough to deal with. But let me just share a couple things here. There's a top official with the World Economic Forum. He's called for religious scripture to be rewritten by artificial intelligence to create a globalized new Bible. I have been talking about this for years, that they want a global Bible. Yuval Noah Harari is the senior advisor to Klaus Schwab, and he argues that using AI to replace scriptures will create unified religions that are actually correct. Now, you have to know who he is. I've talked about him before. I'm not going to. But anyway, according to Harari, the power of AI can be harnessed and used to reshape spirituality into the World Economic Forum's globalist version of equity and inclusivity. There we are, right there. So what they're going to do and what they have been doing is changing things. I just want to give you a scripture, what the Bible says, a warning about changing the Bible. There's a warning in the Old Testament and there's a warning in the New. Deuteronomy 4:2 and Revelations 22:18-19. For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book, if any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. Verse 19, and if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from the things which are written in this book. That it's a fearful thing to mess around with God and his word. And these people are doing it. We need to be aware that they're doing it. We need to be warned that they're doing it and not fall into the trap, because a lot of people think that AI is just wonderful, that it's so good, and they have no idea of the control, the surveillance, and all the things that are coming along with these agendas. But this is just one of them. He was speaking in Portugal with journalists just lately and with an elite audience. And I just want to quote some of the things that he says so that you understand where these people's heads are at. Because remember, fret not because of evildoers. Well, God knows there's evildoers. And he wants us to know who they are. And he says here, you know, the printing. Oh, let me see. It's AI, the first technology that can create new ideas. And this is him speaking here. You know, the printing press, radio, television, they broadcast, they spread the ideas created by the human brain, by the human mind. They cannot create a new idea. In other words, the Bible, the way it's written, it's just the Bible. It's not going to be new. But with AI now, what he says, you know, I'm not going to read all of it. AI can create new ideas. It can even write a new Bible, he declared. And listen to this, a new God. Throughout history, religions dreamt about having a book written by a superhuman intelligence, by a non-human entity, he added, still quoting him. In a few years, there might be religions that are actually correct. Just think about a religion whose holy book is written by an AI. That could be a reality in a few years, he promised. They're already working on it. I think it's already been written. The Times of Israel says, Harari noted in another recent gathering, that software has mastered human language and can harness that function to influence culture. And he was saying, you don't really need a chip in your brain to control people. You control them through the culture. You control them through the language. Yeah. And one of the manipulative words that they use is sustainability. Sustainability sounds wonderful. There's nothing good about sustainability. There's nothing good about limiting your carbon footprint. You know who the carbon footprint they're after? You. You're the carbon footprint. Oh yeah, these people are not your friends. He told another Frontiers Forum in Switzerland that, listen to this, I mean, he said that adherents could potentially at one point be instructed by computers to kill other people. Now, doesn't that sound friendly? Oh yeah, how many want this now? But he warns about all these things about how it can be used to destroy your enemies. Well, who's the enemy? Harari said software has mastered the human language and can use that skill to mold culture, to conform the culture to a global world view. And I put in my notes, human language to mold the culture. Just change the culture. AI is merely, and this is what the truth about AI is not a god. And they want people to look to something other than God and his word, so they want you to not need a God. This is how dangerous this is for our children and our grandchildren. AI is simply a man-made program machine, learning in which individuals feed information and design functions. No matter how complex the software and engineering, AI does not possess its own intelligence. It cannot be severed from man's wisdom, man's ignorance, and man's bias. It is not a god. We have a Bible that we're not supposed to touch. We're not supposed to add to it. We're not supposed to take it away. So what's the devil going to do? He's going to add to it and take away. Just like God knew in his foreknowledge, God knew the devil was going to do this. Yep. So he's warning us not to fall for this stuff. But unfortunately, people are already excited about it. And a lot of people followed this man. He's written quite a few books, and he's very famous in these worldview global things. This is also in another article, Ken Ham recently addressed comments from Google co-founder Larry Page, who claimed that AI will become a digital god. Digital AI is developed and programmed by sinful human beings, Ham noted. So their god will reflect that. As in the days of Noah, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be. What was it like? It was violent. It was corrupt. And you can see the building of Sodom and Gomorrah, even in the last year, what we've seen. School is no longer a safe place to learn education. Now school is going to be a place of indoctrination. You have to know that. Today, AI is based or biased with leftist ideologies because it reflects the viewpoints of both those who program it and the voices it pulls from to answer questions. So just think of these little kids asking these computers, this AI, questions. Rather than we go to the Bible to look for wisdom, guidance, answers, they're going to be trained to go to AI for it. Can you see how this is trying to, and if you know anything about the Marxist and the fascist ideas, it's totally to destroy the family. And that's what this whole black thing was, this whole thing. And I have a lot of friends that are in it that didn't agree with it either. But it's to destroy the family. They had that on their internet, and then they had to take it down. But that was part of it, was to they want to destroy everything that God said was good. And they want to reverse it. And Satan, remember, he said, I will be like the Most High. I will be. I will. And God knows everybody's thoughts. God knows he wants to copy and imitate everything. And Marx was the same thing. If you know anything about Karl Marx, it's like he was quoting the devil himself, or the devil was speaking through him. Some of the things he wanted to be. And these evil men are following him, or the same spirit that's in there anyway. And this is what he said, this Ken Ham said, digital AI makes a sad god, a god crafted by humans and limited in its abilities by what we can create and we can program. It won't save anyone. And it won't turn this world into utopia. This is their thing. They want everything to be heaven on earth. And that's the Dominionists, the New Apostolic Reformation. They want to bring, you're not going to bring heaven on earth. This is, you have to go to heaven. So God, who knows the end from the beginning, told us in his word that there would arise a worldwide dictatorship that would control the buying and selling of every person on earth. This tyrannical world government will demand participation and worship of a new world religion. At the center of this new religion is the Antichrist, the beast, or the lawless one. Read Revelations 13, 15 through 18, and we can see where their agendas want to take us. That doesn't mean it's going to happen overnight, but this has been their push. Don't put your faith in a puny, man-made digital God who can't save. Put your faith in Jesus, who made us and can redeem us. It's only the one true God who solves our biggest problems. He came to earth in the person of his Son, Jesus Christ, died on the cross, paying the penalty that we deserve because of our sin. This is the gospel. Then he rose from the grave, conquering sin and death, and offers eternal life to all who put their faith and trust in him. Isn't that good? Now, we know they wanted to change the Bible. When I've shared with you before on Dr. Richard Day stuff, and I'm not going to go into a lot of this, just one thing. This data was revealed from a conference given in 1969 by Dr. Richard Day. He was the medical director of Planned Parenthood Federation of America, to 80 pediatricians to get ready to adapt to the changes that were coming. He said, everything's in place and no one can stop us now. Who are these people? What script is he reading? These are the architects of the earth. They have assigned themselves to try to change our lives. Some guy that I was listening to, he said it's like a homeowners association from hell. Because these people wake up trying to think how they can control you, how tall your grass can be, how much air you can breathe, how much you can drive, how you can't use wood, you can't do. This is the Marxist fascist mentality. They want to control. They want to control. Now, the people that are more conservative, they just want you to live your life, do your own thing. But if you aren't aggressive in your associations, these leftist people will get in and they'll control everything. And they'll just try to dictate and control. And that's who they are. They're the merchants of the earth, the architects of the earth. But back to this. Numbers of people were living at one time on the planet. And he said, and this is still their main passion, is they want to limit the amount of people on the earth. And this was in his writings in the script. And it's also part of the forums that are operating today. They think there's too many people on the earth. And it's funny, they don't volunteer. Right. They never volunteer to say, oh, yeah, I think I'll give up my... No, it's you. They don't give up their airplanes. It's you. They don't give up their food, but you do, because they have this elite mentality of control and manipulation. And the evil one, the Bible says, fret not because of the evil one. He's been here from the beginning. And he's the father. He's a murderer from the beginning. He's a liar. When their lips are moving, they're lying.
That's right.
So what he says in here is people are living, there's too much on the planet, we're going to run out of space, but they don't ever volunteer. But the part I wanted to share out of this is a new religion, he said, and I've shared on this many times, will be promoted for use all over the world. So is this AI? I believe this is. This is it. A new religion that's promoted, he said, way back in the script. I don't think they veered too much from some of these things as we went through some of this. He was an insider of the order, and they know what's coming. They prepare for what's coming. But we don't have anyone in the church. Well, I shouldn't say no one. I've listened to a couple of people this week that actually are bold enough to confront what's going on. I'm like, yay, finally some preachers that don't just take that little slice of the pie, but they're like, telling things what are happening, because there's going to be consequences for truth tellers at some point. But that's what we're called to do. We're called to tell the truth. We're not called just to give you a little piece of pie. Be encouraged now. You're so fantastic. You're on top. You're rising. You're just so wonderful. He says a new religion will be promoted for the use all over the world. The Bible will be changed. It will be rewritten to fit the new religion. Gradually, key words will be replaced with new words, having various shades of meaning. Then the meaning attached to the new word can replace the old word. And as time goes by, other shades of meaning of that word can be emphasized. And he basically says, no one will notice. But we do notice. We notice that the new translations are changing words. They're changing things. But once this AI thing gets, this is going to be huge. And we already know that the Davis School District in Utah has removed the King James Bible. Keep an eye on this, because this is the beginning, I believe it. And the Bible says that if they persecuted me, they're going to persecute you. How much, how long, I don't know, but we need to be aware of these things. The new Bible, or the World Bible, could eliminate or rewrite anything that offends or violates the sensitivity materials law. An unidentified person filed a request for the Bible's removal, citing that 49 pages of the Bible are in violation of these guidelines of this sensitive materials law. See how they're wanting to get rid of the Bible, take away that. No, it's in there. Everything's in here for a reason. Don't add, don't take away. There's a warning to people that do that. That should put the fear of God in all of us, not to add or take away from God's word, because they want you not to believe in God. Yeah. They want to create a new God. And they always have. Pagans have always had their own gods. Mm-hmm. And they have more than one. They have lots of them. So could the World Forum here, Bible, highlight love? Oh, I'm sure it's all love, don't you? What is love? Love is totally different. Jesus loved those. He came in and he took that whip and took away the money changers because he loved people. He said those people were evil, so he drove them out of the temple. That was love. People don't know what love is. Love is telling people the truth, even though they can't handle it. Sometimes you got to tell people the truth. They want to change doctrines. And what's the main goal? Is to lead people and the masses into deception. Again, read Matthew 24. Let no man deceive you. All these things in Matthew 24. Some pretty heavy stuff. Actually, let's look there real quick. There's so much stuff in this. I'm just going to go over some highlights. Verse 3, the disciples said to Jesus privately, tell us when these things shall be, and when shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world. And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. For man shall come in my name, many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you be not troubled. For all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There shall be famines, and pestilence, and earthquakes in diverse places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. Now, verse 9, is this something we have not seen? But history repeats itself, doesn't it? They love to rinse and repeat, to bring down a nation like Venezuela, Argentina. Rinse. We need to study of what happened when the banks crashed in Argentina, because that's what they want to do. They want to bring America to a different place, and I won't get into all that. Then they shall deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and you shall be offended. You shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. Let me say that again. Then they shall deliver you to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. The Christians that are trying to do good, the Christians that are walking in love, why would anyone want to destroy them? Because they're evil. And because you reflect the Son of God, and they don't want God, they don't want to change. In fact, they're going to bring in all this stuff, anti-Christ, anti-Christ deniers. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise. I was talking to this person that's sitting under false prophets last weekend, and I've been trying to warn her, because I led her to the Lord, and I love her so much, and trying to warn her about the false prophets. She goes, well, the Bible says false prophets are coming, but I don't know any. And I was just like, you're sitting under all of them. Oh, because they don't see. And then they think that this person is going to run for politics is going to save them. We are in a stage, you cannot put your trust in men. No man, our hope is in Jesus Christ. It's not in a politician. They're bought off. These politicians, to get to that spot, you try to run for president. See how far you'd go. Couldn't even throw you a block. Why? Because these things are set. They're planned. And God knows that. He doesn't want us to put our trust. Don't trust in any man. Many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound. What's going to happen in the end times? Sin. Are we seeing it? And don't talk about it, because that's hate speech now. No, we don't hate anyone, never have. They're inflicting words to manipulate, to silence and control, and to brainwash. They're using words to control people. Because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that endureth, when? To the end. So what do? We endure to the end. We endure to the end. Come what may, we're still. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations. Then the end's going to come when God says it's going to end, right? So in closing here, they want to create a digital God, an AI superintelligence. And as the days of Noah, go read that. Days of Noah, there's evil, corruption and violence. They want to manipulate words to suppress truth. Again, like sustainability, the 17 sustainable goals are not sustainable. Has nothing to do with stability. It has nothing to do. It's about control. It's about monitoring. We have no idea what's coming, but God does. So we keep walking with him and say, are you fearful? No, because he told us not to be afraid. Supernaturally, God told us not to fear. Fear not, for I am with you. Then also they have a transhuman agenda to hack humans on a massive scale by technology. And this is what this Harari guy said. Surveillance under the skin. Be careful what you put under your skin. Some didn't learn the last time, but I'm telling you it's going to come around again. Mm-hmm. Be careful what you put and what you allow under your skin. Because they want to surveil you. And they're going to say it's for your health. And it's for your safety. It always is. The leftists are like a homeowners association from hell. Architects, I'm just repeating this. Architects to tell you how to drive, how to eat, how to live, and control how you spend your money. That's coming in the digital dollar. Programmable money. If you don't believe it, look at this. The 7 sustainable goals. And then what I always do is I put exposed. Rather than just that, I'd put 7 sustainable goals exposed. And then it'll tell you what it really, I have some articles that tell you what it really means. But you got to get them, because a lot of these things are disappearing from the internet. Have you noticed things have been changing? Some of the resources I'd look to, they're gone now. And so I print everything. I have files. I have we have papers, we have everything, because a lot of the God stuff that we just take for granted, and even the Bibles, get a hard copy of Bibles. Don't trust these software updated apps. Yeah. Get your own old school Bible, get your Bible and read it and have it, because they can change anything on Kindle. Everything can be changed and you won't even know it. But if you have your own Bible, you know, nobody's messing with that, right? And get your as many printed books as you need. Get it now, because they're going to get rid of a lot of books. They already have gotten rid of some, but you can still get them. Do it now. Take care of yourself spiritually. So, Father, we thank you for warning us. You said, fret not because of evildoers. There's evildoers out there coming in the name of, we're here to protect you. We're here to take care of your health. We're here to teach you how to eat right. We're here to for your health. And on and on and on they go. But we're not deceived, because you've given us eyes to see and ears to hear. And I just pray for all the people out there that they would really see the seriousness that we're in. But we're not to fret about it, because God, you are in control. We put our lives in your hands. We thank you for the blood of Jesus that protects us. We pray for our kids and our grandkids, Lord, in this hour, that they'll not be deceived. They'll not be brainwashed into the deception that's here and more to come. In your precious name, in Jesus' name, everyone said?
Amen. If you would like to see more messages from Roberta on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to her YouTube channel, Roberta Morrison. Her backup channel, Roberta Morrison 2, the number 2, and on the Living in His Presence Church website, where you can access the messages on the top center of the main webpage. There are free audio downloads of the messages. We are viewer supported. On the main webpage at the top right is a give button. Thank you for watching, and see you next time.